of the great and powerful Oz.
May the force be with you.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I am serious. Now, don't call me Shirley.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
You are tuned to Movie Picks with Alice Reese. We do have Alice Reese on the line. She is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner. She takes time out of her Friday mornings to give us a movie review here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Dane.
We've got a few movies we're going to talk about this morning. We got one that's had so many sequels, Fast and Furious 6, and then another one that's hopefully won't have as many sequels, but The Hangover Part 3, and then Love is All You Need. Let's talk about Fast and Furious.
Well, they are still popular, still making big money, so they continue to make these movies. This is 12 years after the original. These people were young then. Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, Jordana Brewster, and it's a spoiler alert, but they give it away in the previews. So anyway, Michelle Rodriguez is back. She was killed off in an earlier episode, but too bad she didn't really die. So they give that away, and she returns. So that's the original cast and the original stars, anyway. And then this time, over the years, they have added Dwayne Johnson, who appears to have a role in every movie that comes out right now. But anyway, he's in it. He plays an DSS agent, diplomatic service, and he... And his partner, who she's a new one, Agent Riley, Gina Carano, she's a woman who's been in some kickboxing things. They are all the agents. They are both the agents. And they track down Paul Walker and Vin Diesel, who are living the high life in Brazil away from American extradition. And the officials talk them into helping them find a criminal and his whole syndicate, and if they do, they are going to be allowed to have full pardons and return home. So that's basically what it's about. But what it's really about is what they all are. They're just, as this time, it's an international demolition derby, just one big road racing, car flipping, and blowing them up real big many times. And they are assisted. They've got new people who have come into the cast, Tyrese Gibson and Ludacris, whose name really is Chris Bridges. And they're all there. There's a little bit of comedy and a little bit of romance, but mostly it's just the cars. And in this, it's not just cars. It's 18-wheelers, tanks, all kinds of vehicles that explode most of the time. And what's really funny is at the end they have an epilogue which reminds viewers not to attempt these stunts because they are dangerous.
Yeah, I would hope that viewers wouldn't, you know, actually think, oh man, that's so cool, I can do that, and and go out and do these stunts without any... That's just... I'm sorry. I know a few people that might actually do that.
Oh, okay.
So, all right, let's talk. Let's switch gears here. Instead of action, we're going to go to... comedy, I guess. It's a funny movie, but it's just very out there. Let's talk about Hangover.
The Hangover Part 3, and they promise it's the last one, so that's kind of a relief. The second one got generally poor reviews. I like the third one. I just read a review that's not very favorable from the Dallas Morning News, where they gave it a D. But anyway, I think that I enjoy meeting these characters again. It's Bradley Cooper as Phil, Ed Helms as Stu, and Justin Bartha, Doug, and Zach Galifianakis as Alan. And this time, he's off his meds, poor Alan. He's gone crazy. He buys a giraffe. That's how the movie starts. He's driving down the road with a real giraffe. And they decide that he needs his family. Everyone does an intervention and decides to take him to a place called New Horizons in Arizona. On the way, they all get kidnapped and picked up by Black Doug, played by Mike Epps from the earlier movie, the first movie. And they are taken, delivered to gang boss Marshall, who is John Goodman. And he sends them out. He keeps Doug... White Doug, hostage, while the others are locating Mr. Chow and $21 million in gold. So that is basically an excuse to get together and do really crazy, stupid, unbelievably dangerous things. And I thought it was quite funny. They start in Tijuana, and they end up in Caesar's Palace in the penthouse, and they return with Heather Graham shows up. She was in the first one, and Melissa McCarthy is in this one, Oscar nominee and very funny lady, and she becomes Alan's soulmate. And anyway, I thought it had some heart as well as all the silly shenanigans, and it's not as raunchy and maybe not as out there as some of the as the other two. But if people think it doesn't have the shock value, you got to stay during the closing credits because that's the ultimate hangover.
Let's talk about, again, we're switching roles here. Love Is All You Need.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the Beatles. This is a Danish-made movie, but about half of it's in English. And it's the title in Denmark is The Bald Hairdresser. So they had to translate it a little strangely for Americans. It stars Trine Dyrholm, who's a big star in Denmark, and she plays a cancer patient and hairdresser who is going to her son's wedding in Italy, leaving Denmark. And on the way, she has a car wreck with Philip, who's played by Pierce Brosnan, who, by the way, only speaks English in this, even when the people talk Danish to him, which I thought was amazing. But he's the widowed father of the groom-to-be. So they do what in the movies they call meet cute in this car wreck, and then they go to this beautiful setting on the Amalfi Coast in Sorrento. And but it's mostly a comedy. It has some touching moments, but they end up being a romantic pair. And it's directed by Academy Award-winning filmmaker Suzanne Beer, who's known for her edgy, hard dramas. And so this is not kind of a relief to see this kind of thing.
Well, Alice, thank you very much for bringing us these reviews this morning, and we look forward to hearing from you next week.
Okay.
You've been listening to Movie Picks with Alice Reese. Again, she is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner, and she takes time out of her Friday mornings to give us a movie review here on KETR as well. You can listen to Alice Reese live every Friday morning at 7:20 during Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR, and you can find all of her archive episodes right here on KETR.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.